This is the Kinky Cast Community Spotlight. This content is intended for adults. Community Spotlight is a monthly feature to bring kinky communities together. This month is the Titans of the Midwest. Here's Woody and Autumn.
Thanks, Max, and welcome to this month's edition of Community Spotlight. Here's Autumn.
Hi, Woody. How are you?
I'm good. So what did you bring this month?
I brought my dear friend and a lovely member of my chosen family, Adina, and she is going to talk to us about the Titans. But first, I'd love it if you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Adina, and I'm your 2017 International Person of Leather.
Cool.
I'm also your current Sergeant at Arms and the first one for Indiana Leather Club. I am also a member of Titans of the Midwest. And I'm also a member of Blue Max CC St. Louis. I was the first cisgendered female to be a full member of Blue Max. I stepped down when I moved to Indiana.
Well, that's quite a credential.
I've been around a little bit.
So tell us what Titans is.
The Titans of the Midwest are a leather club, and they cover several states. They have a north, west, east, and south region. Right now, it's just in the Midwest. We are hoping to maybe expand. We are looking at that. And the Titans do a lot of what we call the kink use, which when you go to a contest, is the educational part of the contest. They are always free, so you don't have to, like, in the contest, sometimes you have to pay to get in. The kink use are always free. That is part of our mission statement, is that we want to be able to provide education about leather, about kink, about the various aspects of kink for free.
How often do you meet?
So we actually meet by phone most of the time because we are spread out for 15 states. So right now, and maybe a little bit more because I'm behind the ball with them.
So with vetting, and I know you all do a lot of events, but if someone was interested in the Titans or wanted to see, you know, a presentation or something that was being put on, how would they go about doing that?
So they can go to our website, titansofthemidwest.org, and we always post where we're going to be. And that fact that it's free, you know, should not prevent anyone from going there. Right now, we only do live presentations and demonstrations at the Kink Use. However, if you wanted us to come to your event or your club, all you have to do is contact our president, who is currently Brian Bolt Donner. And you just click on his picture on the website and it will lead you right to his email.
Well, that is cool. I love that you guys have such easy access to education for folks.
It's one of the things that drew me to the Titans of the Midwest was the fact that, one, it was easy access, and two, that they were actually providing the education, that they actually wanted people to be educated about who we are and what we do.
That's amazing.
I think they're an amazing group, so I joined them. They've done approximately over 1,000 in the last 6 years, 1,000 events. So if you think about that, that's a lot of events and a lot of history behind them.
What frequency is the Kink U?
It just depends on who asks us. For example, the first weekend of February, we were actually having two Kink U's. We had one in Chicago for Mr. Chicago Leather and one at Indiana PAW, stands for Puppy and Handler Contest. So, and then like last weekend, we had one at Louisville. We've got Mr. Missouri coming up. So come see us at St. Louis. It'll be a lot of fun. I was actually supposed to present there and had to back out because I'm going to be in Canada. But we've got a great person who stepped in my place.
So you guys teach different things across the board. So there's not any real limit to what you're presenting in the Kink U classes.
We try to find the person who can present the best. We've done rope, we do puppy, we do impact play, we do the kind of more discussion type things, how to be a better leather person. One of our presenters taught on consent and how important consent is. So we teach the gamut.
And if someone was interested in joining the Titans because this, you know, mission to educate everyone was something they really were interested in, how would they go about doing that?
They go right to our website, titansofthemidwest.org. There's a little link called Join Us. You fill out the application. You do have to give your money for it. I think it's about $30 right now. And then what we do is we look at you and we as a membership vote yes or no. If we don't know you, we're going to get to know you a little bit before we vote. And most of the time, as long as you've kind of went to a couple of kink use, we're going to say yes.
really cool. I love that, you know, we're able to do this so that people can see this access. And you guys, you said, are in 15 different states?
Yes, 15 different states in the Midwest, from Michigan down to Kentucky, and as far east as Ohio, I believe. It could be further. I do apologize. It's not listed on our website. I really wish it was. And as far west, we've just started looking at Missouri.
Very cool. So if people wanted to expand that out and they were interested in doing more with the Titans, I'm sure that they could check your website as well.
Yes. And let us know. We are currently in the process of growing our groups and trying to expand a little bit. We are also doing some things for our members that are really cool, things that can help our members in being educators to help them. So we're working on that. And I'm involved in that.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that you do it from both ends. So people that want to teach have the ability to learn more about being a presenter.
That was one of the things when I joined the Titans that I found that was lacking, was that they had all these great presentations, but some of them weren't quite up to the same standard as others. And so I actually stepped up and said, hey, I think that for our new members, it's harder for them to be a really polished presenter. Why don't we provide something for them as a member? And they really liked the idea. So we're now in a 5-phase change for the Titans. We just implemented phase 1 and it went well. I was really proud of it. Phase 2 is going to be, we're going to find out who wants to teach what, and we're going to have a big database. So like if you as an event coordinator wants somebody to come in and teach on master-slave relationships, we would be able to pull up all the people in our database who teach on master-slave relationships or whatever subject. I just picked one. Or if you wanted rope, you know, same thing. So we could be able to pull up, you know, if you wanted 5 different subjects, we could pull up and we could say, hey, we've got this person and they teach one class. We've got this person who teaches 2 of the subjects that you want. We've got this person over here who teaches another class, so that we're much more organized. The third phase is going to be for our members. We're going to actually provide for free several times a year for you to go and learn how to be a kinky presenter and then also get feedback on your presentation. So you're going to deliver your presentations and we're as a group going to say, okay, this wasn't quite as polished as the rest of your presentation. And now we're going to fix that. So that we are really the education provider in the Midwest.
That is so important. The Midwest has been lacking resources for a long time, and this is really bringing it out.
And the Titans really have their mission statement is just really one of those things that I could get on board with. And it's why I joined them. I think the Titans have a great mission statement and they've been doing this since 2011. They've been providing education. They've been stepping up and being the resource. As a Titan, I wanted us to be better. I wanted us to be the resource. Like if people want to know something, hey, let's go to the Titans. So important.
It is. It's very important. And that's, you know, why Community Spotlight exists, so that people can learn what their resources are. And it sounds like you guys are becoming the resource for the Midwest.
We are trying. You know, it's not easy. We have our faults and, you know, we're working through them. We have a great, great president. We have a great EC board that just really cares about the community at large and really wants to see things happen here in the Midwest. As I said, right now, we're just focusing in on the Midwest. It doesn't mean that we're not going to go further. It will require a name change, of course, because right now we're Titans of the Midwest. Right now, we are just focusing in on the Midwest. And when I say the Midwest, honestly, kind of goes south, too. You know, everybody views the Midwest as something different. I always laugh at that.
Well, as far south as you go is Kentucky, right?
Right now. Yeah.
The thing that's important is when you say Midwest, that's certainly a large swath of the country. The bigger cities, you know, Chicago, Cleveland, have some really great kink scenes. But you're out serving where the jackrabbits are also.
Right.
Being able to have a dial in and that sort of thing is so important to people that don't have local resources.
And that's what we wanted to kind of tear down some of the barriers of leather clubs that have existed in the past, such as you have to show up to a certain amount, you have to pay all this money, you have to, you know, just be there. You know, we ask you to show up to at least one or two kink use a year. And usually most people can show up to that. A lot of these are at small bars. A lot of them don't cost a lot, you know, so, and a lot of them, if you're coming in and you can't afford a hotel, you can usually put on the boards, hey, I need a place to stay. And somebody will say, hey, I know you. I'll let you stay with me. And it's free. All of our kinkies are free. So you can always just come to the Kink U.
it's a great service that you're providing.
I am so proud to be a member of the Titans of the Midwest. I'm not on the EC board. It's one of those things where because I'm a full member of another club, I can't be a full member of Titans, but I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, Adina, we want to thank you for joining us and bringing the Titans to our vision today. And this is a great resource for the people that are out in a large part of the country that is not as well served.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate you, Woody, and what you're doing for our community, too.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Well, Adina, we loved having you on. Thanks for being a part of the Community Spotlight with the Titans. And I hope I'll see you around again soon.
I'm sure you will.
Join us next month for more focus on clubs, play spaces, and munches in your area.